So, the question is, what's next for the Los Angeles Sparks? They were officially eliminated from the playoffs, losing to the Connecticut Sun the other night. And they only have, I believe, one or two games left before the season is officially over for them. So, the question is, where do they go next for next season? So, this season started off crazy with Derek Fisher being fired and Fred Williams being the interim coach. Then it went to Liz Cambage and the Sparks divorcing each other. And then, recently you've had Fred Williams basically benching and not playing Kennedy Carter. So, the Sparks have dealt with several things this season. But there have been some bright spots come out of all the turmoil. With Liz Cambage leaving, that let rookie Olivia Nelson-Adota slide into the starting center percentage and learn on the fly. And I must say, and I think in the games, the 4 or 5 games she started, she's played very well. Like, you don't have to tell her to go run, rebound, and block the ball. She's going to do that. I think the only thing for her to work on going into season 2 would be playing without getting into foul trouble. I think that would be the biggest thing for her going into her sophomore season. Aside from that, she played very well. She's played very well, and the veteran players have commended her on that. That, you know, how she's played. So that's been a plus. Brittany Sykes is up there scoring in the last 3 to 4 games. We know that she's a great defensive player, but she's showing she's a two-way player. She gets down on both ends of the court recently in the later games. So if she can keep that up, that'd be amazing for the Sparks. Kennedy Carter playing against the Sun was a bright spot for them off the bench. Instant energy, instant points off the bench. That's so, we know that she's a bucket, and she showed that. They brought Kiana Smith in. They drafted her, they waived her, and then they brought her back. In a minute, I've seen Kiana Smith play. She's played pretty solid. But the thing for going into the next season is that they don't have, I believe, a first-round pick. And you only have, I believe, Ray Burrell, Olivia Nelson-Adota, Jordan Canada, and Kennedy Carter under contract for the 2023 season. So I would like to see what's going to happen with Christy Tolliver, Brittany Sykes, Kaylee Samuelson, and a lot of other players that are Lexi Brown. You know, I hope Lexi Brown comes back. I'm hoping Brittany Sykes is back on their roster next year. Hopefully Amanda Zawigbi is back on their squad, because that was a situation too with Liz Cambage, that Amanda Zawigbi was number one. Even though she was suspended for the season, Liz wanted that number and they ended up giving it to her. So but I think she fits in with the players that they have. So that is going to be something to look forward to and see what their roster is going to look like next season. You know, that's basically Nneka Bumake's team. And she's going to need a solid core around her if they're going to continue to try to make the playoffs.